Coming up tomorrow, New England Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai on this show at 7:30. And then Red Sox front office report, I'm assuming, with Craig Breslow at 9 on tomorrow's show. Gerard Mayo will join us on Tuesday, but expected, I'm assuming, to announce his starting quarterback for week one when he speaks to the media at about 1:15 today.
Yes.
So that will be interesting. We will get back to the rest of the news right now with Courtney.
The Kelce brothers have signed a 3-year, $100 million podcast deal with Amazon for their New Heights show. This new arrangement, which goes into effect this month, allows Wondery to sell ads on the show's videos and audio feeds and distribute it globally.
Is this worth it? I mean, I will tell you, I've never watched a minute of the Kelce's podcast. We play some cuts from time to time on the show.
This is a good investment by Amazon. Okay, somebody was going to give them $100 million.
You're biased.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're hoping for Taylor Swift to come on the show, whoever the people are.
They're going to give them $100 million so they can get Taylor Swift to come.
Yep.
But you're also getting a different view of Taylor Swift that fans of hers have never gotten before. Oh, it is such a good investment. And it's also
Does he want that? Like, we're going to give you $100 million because you could talk about who your girlfriend is.
He just went and bought a horse and named it after her. Like, of course he does.
What?
You didn't see this?
He bought a horse, a racehorse.
Yes, and named it Swift Decisions.
The man is whipped. Like, horrendously whipped.
I mean, you would be, too, if she made that kind of money.
I really wouldn't.
I would.
No, I would prefer I would prefer to make my own money. I'm not a gold digger.
They just celebrated their one-year anniversary.
Okay, great. Good for them.
Yep. I mean, he was just in Rhode Island, as was Jason at her house.
Yeah, I might lose that bet, Courtney.
You are going to lose that.
I might lose that bet.
$500.
Yeah. He's that money's too good. That money's too good to give up on Taylor Swift.
Listen to Dubs 985 in the Twitch chat. This is one whipped man calling another whipped. I am not whipped, bud.
I don't know. Bullet has you under his thumb.
Stop it.
Please.
Every guy's whipped.
I am.
We all bow down to the missus.
I am the king of my household.
Yeah, well, nobody's saying you're not the king.
My castle.
But when the queen speaks.
I say, I want banana bread. I get banana bread.
But I
bet chocolate chips.
I bet you she says, you go to the grocery store and pick it up if you want me to make it.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yes.
And then he orders it.
I buy the ingredients.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Okay. All right.
You should be thanking Taylor for that.
Yep. There are demonstrators in Florida that are putting their foot down. Their cause, no pickleball courts at state parks.
What happened with, when did pickleball become the scourge of the earth?
I believe about 3 years ago, someone said pickleball was the future. Here we are. It is every day we have a story.
It's the pop, pop, pop.
Yes.
People don't want the pop, and they don't want it. This is Governor DeSantis wants to put pickleball courts
in two state parks. Yeah. Okay. Honeymoon Island.
Pop, 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 pop.
Honeymoon Island State Park and Hillsborough River State Park. So demonstrators were out and saying that they do not want them at their state parks.
Ping, 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 ping.
Hey, you did that story while I was gone about the family who can't sell their Cape Cod house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
Because of the pickleball noise. I mean, it's not that loud.
Are you sure they
just
don't have it too overpriced?
Dropped the price numerous times.
Okay, these people act like there's a 747 landing on their lawn.
Right.
Like, unbelievable. It's pickleball.
I'll buy the Cape House for my price. I'd be happy to.
Why not? Well, because of the pickleball court.
I'll take it.
They complain about pickleball, and they live near a major interstate highway. Cars are driving by. Do you have a driveway? Like, give me a break.
Can't buy a house on a main road anymore, Greg.
It's not that loud.
It's annoying, though.
No.
When we did the pickleball event at Fenway, if you constantly hear that, like,
but you know what's
city
annoying?
Noise is different.
You know, no, city
pop,
noise.
Pop, pop,
you know
pop.
What's annoying is reckless, out of control scooter people revving their way all across, delivering food or whatever they're doing, popping wheelies. Like, that's annoying.
Oh, popping wheelies, but scooters don't make loud noises.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Make it sound like there's a bunch of motorcycles coming around.
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like there's roving
gangs. Scooters do not sound like motorcycles.
I know you're in the gray bike motorcycle club.
Yeah, so be careful.
So you suddenly stand for all motorized vehicle operators. With two wheels.
But
it's not, pickleball doesn't seem that loud.
No.
So, all right, what else?
This next story I'm so excited to get into. Alfred Ruff, a 71-year-old guy in Indiana, pled guilty to trying to kill his wife by spiking her Coca-Cola with cocaine, MDMA, and benzos.
Jeez.
That's him right there on
Twitch? That's him if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube.
Seems like a normal guy.
Yeah. His reasoning for wanting to get rid of his wife was that so she would die and he could marry her daughter.
Wow.
Ruff told cops his stepdaughter and one of her friends had allegedly convinced him to go ahead with the plot and provided him with the drugs to sprinkle into his wife's drinks. The stepdaughter promised to marry him once they cashed in on her life insurance policy. He told cops that when the drugs would hit the wife, she'd pass out for like 13 hours. The stepdaughter and her friend would come over to the house and have sex with him during those 13 hours.
Jesus.
His wife was hospitalized six times in a matter of weeks.
Why did the guy believe this?
Why does any guy believe 20-something
like,
when
disgusting.
He's 70?
This is disgusting. Wife hospitalized six times in a few weeks. The hospital kept saying, you have these drugs in your system. So she alerted to the police saying, I've never taken any of these drugs and I keep having to go to the hospital. She saved the Coca-Cola cans, gave them to officials. That's how they caught him. He is serving only 4 years for this.
That's it?
Yep. Stepdaughter, no charges brought about.
See, she's the one
for her yet.
She's the one that
she's the mastermind.
Yeah. He was just basically blinded by the pee. You know, I mean, what'd you say? He was 70 years old?
Yeah, 71.
She's a 20-something running around the house, you know, flashing her boobs and talking about bringing friends over to kill her moms.
Yeah, gross.
Oh, Jesus. What kind of relationship did her and her mother have?
Sunday is move-in day in the city.
Yeah.
That's going to be the day where
get out
of town.
Yeah.
So Alston, Brighton, Boston, it'll be terrible. Pizza Hut has unveiled a new pizza box that's pretty innovative. The box is also a table for people who haven't set up their furniture yet.
Oh.
Yeah, they decided to do this after they put out a poll that said 87% of Americans have ordered pizza during a move, and 79% of those people ate it on the floor. If you're watching on Twitch and on YouTube, that's the box table.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
It's like Kramer's coffee table book.
Yes, it is. It's probably. What do you think of Pizza Hut's pizza when it comes to the chains?
They're not bad.
Well, aren't you a big Domino's person?
Yes.
They all are trash.
No, Domino's had a rebrand, and their pizza hits every time.
What?
It is perfectly cooked.
The handmade pan.
That's the
dynamite.
Only way to do it.
What is it? The handmade pan?
Yeah, handmade pan with the garlic sauce. Oh, my God.
There's a million.
Tony's getting the tingle.
There's a million pizza joints around it. Whether you like bar pizza or you like your standard pizza.
Well, I like bar pizza.
No, I'm not saying that. I would rather go and have bar pizza before I had Pizza Hut or Domino's.
You haven't had Domino's in quite some time.
Yeah,
now.
I have.
Courtney. No, you haven't.
Stop it.
You gotta try it.
They don't even put no sauce on it, gravy on it.
Yes, they do. They put actually a lot.
No love for the Papa? Is Papa Gino's still around?
Oh, yeah. I think Papa Gino's is very good. That's what you get if you go to the Garden, I believe.
Yeah, Papa Gino's would be the best, but I don't really consider them a chain.
What about the pizza? What was that place?
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
And
no.
There's not many of those around here either.
Yeah. What would you consider Papa John's a chain? Papa Gino's a chain.
Yeah, it's a regional chain.
Yeah. Regional chain.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's like the 99.
Yeah, but why I wouldn't consider it a national chain. I'm thinking Pizza Hut, Domino's.
Yeah.
Papa John's.
Papa John's stinks.
And that's it, really. And maybe Little Caesars.
Yeah, Little Caesars.
They're all over, but no. Ugh.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if this helps Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And good luck on if you have to live through the misery of carrying all of your child's things up 12 flights of stairs this weekend. Good luck to you. It's sad, though, when you drop the kids off.
Oh.
I was never sadder. I was sad when I dropped Julia off.
Mm-hmm.
With Brees, I was like, have at it.
See you later.
Did you shed a tear with Julia?
Yes, I did.
That's so nice.
I was very sad when we went and dropped Julia Hill off at St. Lawrence University.
You got to grow up, man.
But it happens. And then you have after move-in day, which is Sunday, then you have Alston Christmas, where everybody puts stuff out that you can take, all the leftover stuff. That'll be next week, right?
It will.
We should send Jackson around during the show to see if he can find anything good from Alston Christmas.
That would be a great idea. And maybe interview some folks that are also looking at it.
Yes, maybe. Yeah. Would Jackson be the guy left behind on the mountain? Not for me. Not for you.
I like Jack.
For Curtis. Yes.
Shyam, who would you leave behind on the mountain during the team building exercise? If you had to, one person on this show.
I don't know. It might be Curtis. Because, like, Jackson is at least always pleasant. Yeah. Like, sometimes Curtis just won't even look at me. He'll just turn his back to me in the middle of a discussion.
Yeah.
I think Curtis might even leave himself
behind. He's ordery sometimes in the morning, Curtis.
I think he would even be like, yeah, I'd leave me behind,
too. Who would you leave behind?
Curtis.
You would leave behind? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Courtney couldn't do it. She's so nice.
I'm not even lying.
But you
got to
pick one.
No, I would stay for every single person to make it because my biggest fear would be that they were dead.
You got to pick one, though.
Those people didn't even call. They didn't even realize that the guy hadn't made it back until 9 p.m. that night.
Terrible.
Oh, Chris is not with us? Oh, where'd he go? I didn't even notice that.
Where's Curtis? Oh, he'll get down on his own. Yes. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. He said he wanted to stay back and take some pictures.
I guess Jackson would be the better one to leave behind because I think Jackson would make it out alive. Like, I think he has, like, the fight in him to figure it out. And he could rough it. Curtis.
No, he can't rough it.
No.
But none of us could rough it. I think we'd all die on that mountain.
I did brownies growing up.
We'd all be dead.
Curtis's idea of roughing it was Mondays growing up when the household staff was off.
Yeah, we don't
think he can rough it.
Yeah, we'd all be dead. I know I can't rough it.
He was able to get the laundry to the laundry room, and that was about all he was able to do.
Who would survive? You? Would you think you could survive?
Of course.
You'd be the rougher?
But I've survived 35 years in this business.
No. I'm saying, but if you're stuck in the wilderness.
Yes.
I would.
Like, you think you could make a fire?
Yes, I know how to rub two sticks together.
We all know how to rub two sticks together. That don't mean we can make fire.
I actually participated in a survival course as a young man.
Okay. So what am I eating? What do I stay away from?
I'll tell you what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
You are eating, you are drinking tea that is made from a pine tree.
Okay.
And it is the white pine is the one that you make the tea out of.
Tea with.
And do you know how you identify the white pine?
No, how would I identify
it? It has five needles because the white, W-H-I-T-E, is five letters.
Okay.
So we would make tea from that.
So I get my river water, boil it, and then I put my pine needles in it?
We would make a fire, then we would drink that tea, and we would be able to survive on that if we were unable to forage for berries. But we would probably forage for some berries and just not make sure that we weren't eating any kind of poisonous berries.
Okay.
Is that why you're downing blueberries every day, just in preparation?
I just happen to love blueberries. I have a new thing. We're starting a new thing where it's from TikTok, where you make this cucumber thing the night before in jars. And it's cucumbers, soy sauce, sesame seeds. And so I will be bringing that in starting tomorrow morning.
What are the health benefits for that?
Well, cucumbers they're very, very good for you.
Cucumbers are so good.
They're very, very good for you. And then you have the soy sauce, which also provides some sort of a health benefit.
Huh? Lauren is actually growing cucumbers, Greg. So if you need any, let me know. I can bring some in.
Did you ask her to do weird things to you with them?
Nope. Oh. No, I did not. Absolutely not. Okay. That is a little too much for me.
Well, that's
bongos.
That's good, Greg. So if we were on like the TV show Lost, you would be our leader.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I could see that role.
I would. All right. I'm eating some blueberries right now. Courtney reminded me.
Good antioxidants.
All right. Let's get to what is trending this moment.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Buchikas. The Zappe era has come to an end as he is part of the 16 players released by the Pats yesterday. Other players of note, running back Kevin Harris, who had that touchdown in the final preseason game. Jerod Mayo will address media today at 1:15, and then the locker room will be open for media at 1:45. The Sox get a win. They end their five-game losing streak with a 6-3 win over Toronto. A Jarren Duran leadoff homer set the tone of the game. Alex Cora talked about that as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great game, not only offensively, but defensively. The relay, that kind of changed the game. The throw second to get Vladdy, and then the 8-6-2 to get the guy at the plate. Like I've been saying all along, you know, he's one of the best players in the big leagues, man. And every night, you know, you're like in awe of the things that he's doing. And we act surprised, but we should expect this, right? Like that's what he's doing now. And, you know, he set the tempo right away, got to pitch in, hit it hard, and you know, from there, we just kept going.
Should we do a Survivor show?
Yes.
We should. See, everybody, I was just thinking about the skills that we would all, if you're our leader, I mean.
Well, we could go out and see who, we could go out into the wilderness and see who survives best.
Like, actually go do it?
Yeah.
Like, put up a tent and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Set up a camp?
All right.
Start a fire?
Would that be an issue for you?
I've never set up a tent, but I could figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think of the casual accidental nudes you could share if you were camping in the wilderness.
Oh, geez,
I went to bathe in the pond and my towel accidentally fell off. Apparently, you can see that on my Instagram. Courtney Cox. Follow it immediately.
Forget Survivor, Greg. She wants to be on Naked and Afraid.
No.
Also, by the way, I would like to say hello to an everyday listener of this show who introduced himself to me Saturday at the Real House, the Oyster Bar in Seaport, Bruce from Survivor.
Oh.
Does anybody know Bruce from Survivor? I don't
Wait, Bruce is legit from Survivor.
He was on like Survivor 97.
Oh, okay.
He got hurt the very first time he was there. He had to be medevaced out.
Yes.
On his first season.
I only saw the first season of Survivor, so I don't know.
Dude is loves this show, listens every single day.
All right.
So is Survivor still on,
I guess?
I think, yeah. That's why you'd probably be good. You'd be a good leader.
Yeah, well, I would get some tips from Bruce.
Yeah. I could do like the things that I would be able to do on Survivors, I could probably eliminate certain things, animals, and if we had to take somebody out, I could, you know, do that.
Well, wait, who would we have to take out?
Well, you know, we get to that point where we're in a pinch and we're
we ran into somebody like the Unabomber or somebody who lives out there.
We need to eat and we got to eliminate Curtis. He's dragging us down. All right.
Well, let's think about it. Might be a good show.
Yeah. Hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com today. Another one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start opposing Chris Bassett. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough, Will Fleming, and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Skiers, boarders, and bikers, don't miss Buchica's 50% off Labor Day sale this Friday through Monday. Head to Buchica Ski and Bike in Salem and Buchica's Bike in Nashua for the best tax-free deals on skis, boards, bikes, and battle wear. Don't miss it. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 74 degrees, mostly cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is 88.
Okay. Is this, what are we doing? That's Jacoby Brissett.
Wow.
Yesterday afternoon on this radio station. Suggesting that his preseason was not great. Average. Whatever. I believe, is that a shirt? Is that a Patriots shirt this season? Not great. Average. Whatever.
But then went on to talk for another 5 minutes being like, but maybe it was good.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
But he knows that Drake May outplayed him.
Yes.
He knows it.
Yeah.
And that's a guy who's been in the league for 10 years, Wiggy,
right,
or more.
Yeah.
I get it. The offensive line stinks. Maybe you're able to grab somebody. Are you able to grab somebody? Let me ask the professor. Is there somebody today that you can grab that can improve that offensive line waiver wire wise? Have you seen anybody?
There's one tackle that got cut by the Titans that you might pick up just because he's a veteran and he's been in the Alex Van Pelt system. He was in Cleveland, then went to Tennessee, but Tennessee cut him because they're going with younger guys. But like outside of that, there's not – I mean, it's slim pickings out
there. Okay, so it doesn't matter who your starting quarterback is week one. When it comes to the offensive line, they are going to be at risk for getting killed. You look at the way Drake May, at least in the preseason – was able to pocket presence-wise, scramble first down-wise, was able to make something happen when that protection was not what it should be. So I eliminate that because either one of them is going to get hurt and then you're going to have to use the other one. Mm-hmm. So if that's your concern and you're Gerard Mayo, throw that out the window. You are looking at a guy that was your number three pick. You picked him so that he could be the future of the franchise. Let him play.
To your point earlier, Greg, when you said, well, maybe Gerard Mayo, you know, had this plan and it didn't matter who actually played better, the plan was going to stand. Maybe Jacoby knows that. And that's why, you know, when he's talking to the afternoon show and saying, yeah, it could have been better, it wasn't great, and he knows that Drake May outplayed him, he doesn't care because he knows that it's his job. Like, yeah. Listening to him, he doesn't seem like a guy who's worried about it or nervous that he could lose the job. So yeah. Maybe you had a good point in the beginning of the show where you said Gerard had this plan in place, and whether it's Gerard or Elliot Wolf or Alex Van Pelt, and they were going to stick to it no matter what we saw during the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, some of the arguments that are made when it comes to those who were high picks and mm-hmm. did or didn't play are just not of relevance to me. Like in the Twitch chat, my guy or my gal, Game Dog, says Eli Manning, number one pick, didn't start right away. We've talked about Patrick Mahomes, didn't start right away.
Wait a second. Like, wasn't Eli Manning behind Kurt Warner? Did Kurt Warner win a Super Bowl?
Well, Eli Manning refused to... He had his whole kerfuffle about where he was, wanted to pick where he was going to go, right? If I remember correctly.
Yes, he did. He did not want to go to the Chargers at the time.
Correct. So Drake May did not do, even though he probably thought about it.
So he started seven games his rookie year. Mm-hmm. I feel like
he was behind Kurt Warner. I just looked at game one. Kurt Warner was in through 203 yards.
Yeah, so I feel like he was behind a Super Bowl. And I didn't realize I didn't realize this. We're talking about Jacoby Brissett here. He only played 1 year with New England. Right. Why are we holding on to this? And he was only with.
Well, is somebody holding on to that as the reason why?
I think it was.
It's not the same system. It's a completely different. It's Alex Van Pelt's system.
And he only got playing time because Brady was suspended, and then Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt.
But I think it was like, whoa. It became, remember when he was with New England? He doesn't even have as much of a track record as Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
So let's say Brian Hoyer was Jacoby Brissett right now.
No, it's more about, I'm assuming it's more about his familiarity with Alex Van Pelt and vice versa.
Right, but
anything else.
He was only with Van Pelt for what, 1 year?
Was it two seasons, Cleveland?
I thought I'm looking at his thing. It says he was only in Cleveland for the 2022 season.
Yeah, because he was in Washington last year.
Yeah, so he's only been with Alex Van Pelt for 1 year. And prior to that, he was with Miami. Then he was with the Colts for 4 years where he got his opportunity to be the starter there. And his best year he had with the Colts, he was 7-8 as a starter. What are we doing here? If this was, and this is why I say this, if this was Brian Hoyer and not Jacoby Brissett, wouldn't we, everybody, be saying, start Drake May?
Yeah.
So I don't know why we're not saying the same thing.
I mean, we saw Brian Hoyer last season, and some were saying, go back to Mac Jones.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
So what has he done in his career, Jacoby Brissett, that would make you as an organization go, we need to sit our third overall pick, the future of our franchise potentially, behind him. That's it. Does no matter what it is, even Brady talked about it. When you have that high of a draft pick, ten and up, you don't sit. Dan Marino didn't sit. John Elway didn't sit. The list goes on and on. I don't care what era year of football you played in.
Well, you always go back to Matt Ryan, who was on this show a couple weeks ago, and he was a number three pick as well.
He didn't sit. Matthew Stafford was the number one overall pick. You're picking in the top five, top ten for a reason because you're not very good.
But then do you have Mayo on this show Monday talking about how we all know what happens when you ruin a rookie quarterback or whatever. If you can find that, Shime, whatever it is that he said. This is Victor from Norton. Hey, Victor.
Good afternoon. Oh, good morning, I should say, ladies and gentlemen. Listen,
yes.
Joe Milton III, all right? And here's why. Because either way, with Jacoby Brissett or Drake May, you're gunning for 4-13. The worst thing for them to do is be 8-9, 9-8, and you're stuck in the middle. So you're telling me, I think either Jacoby or Joe can get you that result, but with a terrible offensive line, you need a mobile quarterback. And the worst thing that can happen, or the best thing in theory, is what if Joe Milton turns into Lamar Jackson and you go 13-4, you're now all of a sudden the contending team, and then you got a number one quarterback in Drake May that you don't know is good or bad, that is tradable for draft capital. Okay. I say go JM3.
So you're saying, and I just never believe that this is an organizational intent, but you are suggesting that they are looking at it and going, we don't want to win more than three games.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and we don't want to get our number three pick quarterback killed while we're doing it. So we are in full tank mode. We're not going to tell anybody that. That's what you're saying.
It's not that they want to. That's what they have on the field. With the offensive line that they have, you saw it during preseason, the possibility of Jacoby getting hurt and all that stuff. Why put Drake May in the middle of that? And then you've got an offensive mobile quarterback in Joe Milton III that can run away from that terrible offensive line. And Lord knows what he can do. If he, like I said, he turns into somewhat of a Lamar Jackson, holy smokes, we've got something at whatever, $1.2 million. And you've got Drake May as draft capital to get you now more offensive weapons because we know that no free agents are coming here.
Well, I love that one. So your third overall pick, you drafted him to go, okay, let's make him our third string quarterback. So that was the move. And then hopefully Joe Milton play, you know, balls out. And now you can then trade the third overall pick quarterback, which teams are going to be like, well, he's an unknown. And then gave a bunch of draft capital back.
I mean, what have you seen? Because you've paid a lot of attention, and I'll ask the professor as well. What have you seen from Drake May that says to you he must be the starter week one?
What have I seen? His ability to be able to just control and run the huddle. And Courtney always bring this up. He doesn't look like he gets flustered.
Nope.
You know, he looks like he stays even keel. If he makes a bad play, he doesn't get too low on himself. If he makes a great play, not too high. Just even keel as of right now. But it looks like he has control of the huddle in the operation.
And once the ball is snapped, like he has authority over every play. He slides in the pocket. His movement in the pocket has been exceptionally good. He's making decisions quickly, right? Like that play, Greg, that you talked about on third down where he's backed up in his own end zone. He looks at his first read, pump fakes, tries to pull the corner in, doesn't pull the corner, immediately tucks it and goes for the first down. Like it is just the decision making, the instincts are all there. Everything is there for him to go out and play. And it's honestly more so just like if the rest of the team around him was any better, like they would be a legitimate football team. They would be good right out of the gates. Like that's how good this kid is.
He's also, I mean, I think he should be considered a reasonably mobile quarterback.
Yeah, he's
very
like,
much so.
Yeah,
you're talking about Joe Milton. Like Drake May is a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, he's not Lamar Jackson, but no, nobody is. But he can move.
He's not your guy, Cam Newton. But
no, but he can move though.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think like when I look at him, there's not enough out there to be like, okay, he's a great decision maker because defenses are playing basic. We don't know if he can actually do that. I'm just looking at, does he have the ability to get the offense in and out of the huddle without having delay of game penalties? does he at least look like, okay, he has a skill set where if things are going well around him, he's got enough ability to make plays, whether it's throwing or running. And that's what we're going to look for all year.
And those are two checks.
Did you find that Mayo cut? Can we hear that? This is Gerard Mayo on this show Monday.
Well, it was a developmental plan. You know, the reason that, you know, we were excited to get Jacoby here, he had a good understanding of the offense, and, you know, he's a great leader, great mentor. He could mentor a guy like Drake and also, you know, teach him some of the playbook, some of the reads and things like that. And, you know, for us, you know, we've all seen the horror stories of sometimes rookie quarterbacks just, you know, getting thrown to the wolves and they fall apart, and we didn't want that to happen. Now, I'm not saying that would happen with Drake at all, because he is a mentally tough person and he shows great resilience and control of the ball. But the plan, look, I'm not going to get too in depth with the plan, but just know that, you know, his development to this point has worked out the way that we anticipated.
So what are the horror stories of rookie quarterbacks being thrown to the wolves? Sam Darnold? I mean,
Wilson, maybe?
Zach Wilson? Like, that's on Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
That was a bad pick.
Sam Darnold was the one seeing ghosts. That wasn't the Jets.
Yeah. That was Bill Belichick's Patriots defense.
Correct.
That made him see ghosts.
Zach Wilson also didn't seem like mentally like he wasn't strong enough to handle it. It was just his skill set.
Well, the whole thing was a disaster. Like, you got guys on your offensive line wearing shirts promoting the other guy. That's a confidence deflator, I think.
But even after Zach Wilson's first year as a starting quarterback, there were still some people out there that goes, oh, this kid got talent because look at this specific game. We did it with Mac Jones, right? There were games we looked at. I think last year it might have been, was it the Vikings game last year? We had a really good game.
So, on Thanksgiving?
We look and go, oh, look at this game or look at that game. That's what I would like with Drake May. He could have a bad year and a down year, but I want to be able to see those couple of games where we go, oh, if he does have a legit weapon at wide receiver, if he does have the proper offensive line, he looks like he has the skill set to have those games more consistently. That's what I want to see with him.
We will most likely find out what the plan is at 1:15 today when Gerard Mayo speaks.
Yeah.
So if that plan was to start Jacoby Brissett for the first four games of the season, then they're sticking with that plan, then you're going to find out today. That may indeed be what the plan was.
Right.
I don't know.
Get ready to queue up Red Zone for the first couple weeks.
Unless Gerard texts us and says, hey, little heads up here.
Well, you have his number.
No, I don't have his number.
Yeah, he said on the show that you should text him.
Oh,
did he not say that?
Well, if I had it, I'm going to have to try to get his number and say, hey.
Do you remember who he is?
Yes, I know who Gerard Mayo is.
I don't know. If you have trouble with names.
Yeah, no, I know who he is.
Our guest, Lonnie Paxton, our guest on the show. When was that? Was that last week?
Yeah, the day Ninko was here.
Sent me a picture last night, Lonnie,
mm-hmm.
which you can see now if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube. I don't know when this was, but Wiggy, that's you and Lonnie.
Mm-hmm. I have to look at it.
Do you remember when that was?
You're
holding the Lombardi.
Yeah, this was when...
It looks like Fridays in high school.
Yeah. Because
you have jeans and your jersey on.
Yeah, well, this was when we had the 2001 reunion, 20-year reunion versus the Rams at Gillette.
You look good.
I appreciate it.
You look happy.
Yeah, I'm always happy.
How many of your teammates can you identify in that photo?
Okay, so next to me, we obviously know that's Teddy Bruschi.
Yeah.
And then...
You got number 44
Yes,
there.
That is... Hold on. I'm drawing a blank. I keep... For some reason, I know... That's Jesus.
Move on to another one and see.
Okay,
maybe you can come back
next to the fullback. Oh, Mark Edwards. I'm sorry.
Okay,
next to Mark Edwards is J.R. Redmond, number 21.
J.R. Redmond, number 21.
Behind J.R. Redmond is Big Willie Mack.
Willie McGinnis.
Yes.
Back there.
To the right of Willie with the red hat on, that's Antoine Smith.
Okay.
In front of Antoine with the glasses on, that is Bobby Hamilton.
Ooh,
we love Big Ham.
Sugar Ray.
Behind Bobby, We can only see the glasses and the bald head. That's the guy that we love. That's the one and only Matt Chatham.
Like when he's pausing, like buying himself some time. You know that guy, we love him.
All right.
It's okay. You're doing pretty good.
In front of Matt. Oh, is that Antoine Harris? Okay. Might be Antoine Harris.
All right. Pretty then, good, Wiggy.
To the right of him is Arthur Love. Okay. Behind me is Troy Brown. Behind Lonnie is Lawyer Malloy. Behind Lawyer Malloy is Ted Johnson. Behind Ted Johnson is Damian Heward.
Ooh, yes.
Behind
speaking of backup quarterbacks.
Yep. Behind Troy Brown with the hat on. That's my man, Big Rod.
Troy Brown's head looks photoshopped in.
Yep.
Is that just me?
All right. Well, good job, Wiggy.
That was good.
We're going to take a break. We will be right back. Tomorrow, Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots on this show as they get ready for week one. He will join us at 7:30 and we will get to the Red Sox front office report at 9 on tomorrow's show. Curtis is on vacation. He is back, as we all are, after Labor Day weekend on Tuesday. So, and it looks like Tuesday will probably, we'll have some form of Tuesday or Wednesday, some form of, we got to get Gerard Mayo in. We got to get Boomer Esiason in as we welcome the great Boomer Esiason back to the show once again for the entire NFL season. And who am I forgetting about? Ty Law on Tuesday as well. Ty Tuesdays continue. Bill O'Brien will join us every Thursday on this show throughout the NFL season, which I am very excited about. And so, Wiggy, it's finally almost here. You know what? Nice weekend. Nice long weekend. Chill out.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the rest of summer. And then come back ready for the best time of the year, and that is the NFL season. And this is John from Gardner. Hey, John.
Good morning, good folks. Haven't talked to you in a while. You're all doing a great job this summer.
What's up? What's going on, John?
I got a quick aside before my main point. I can't believe you guys are so naive. I never thought you'd be so naive to fall for the old reflection in the bathroom fixture trick. I was disappointed.
I didn't fall for it for a minute.
You guys are out of your minds. Out of your minds.
Hey, listen, is anybody else getting the vibe that the Patriots are trying to do what most teams do in baseball, i.e. the general managers and the front office running the show more than the head coach? Because I'm getting that vibe. I mean, I like Mayo, and I got no wishes with him, but he doesn't seem real assertive about a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggy will tell you that that's the way it really is on in most NFL organizations, where the GM on the personnel side. I mean, Bill was the outlier on that. And,
right.
And so I think, you know, Robert Kraft, when introducing Gerard Mayo and saying farewell to Bill Belichick, sort of made that clear to you that Bill running everything had reached its point of no return or whatever. So,
right. It just seems like a step beyond that. I don't know. It's just a vibe I get that they're not giving him the power that a lot of head coaches have. And he's a brand new. He's a rookie, so I guess that's somewhat understandable. But I'm not sure if I like that trend.
Yeah, I don't like that. No, Wiggy doesn't like it. I mean, I don't. We talked about it a lot, but we talked about it yesterday specifically with the plan and whose plan was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about it when it came to naming the starter. And do you think Gerard Mayo, when he names his starting quarterback today, is making that decision on his own by himself?
I do not.
No.
Okay. Does the owner have input?
I believe so.
You do?
I would hope not.
I do not.
Don't think so?
If I'm the owners, I start Drake May. The only way I'm getting people asses in seats is if Drake May is playing quarterback.
Right.
So I think they have a say.
No, I don't think they have a say on who. I think if they wanted to, they could, but I think they're staying away from who
correct.
Has it. Because I'm with Chime. If it was up to them, they'd be starting Drake May. That's the biggest question that I'd like to know is when it comes to starting guys, depth chart.
Let's just deal with quarterback.
All right,
that's the issue today. Does Elliott Wolf have a say in the matter?
He
absolutely.
He does?
100%. This reeks of Elliott Wolf and AVP.
He
reeks of it.
Does Alex Van Pelt have a say in the matter?
Yes, he does.
He should.
As he should.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he should have input.
But it should not be It should be Gerard Mayo's final decision.
Bingo.
Does it sound like that to you? Does it look like that to you?
No, it should be Mayo. It should be
Mayo's on this show 2 days ago telling you that Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett.
Correct.
Why would he not be the starter if that's the case? That's all. You start the best players that you have on your football.
Right. Can I just back up the Kraft having an input here? Do you believe the conspiracy theorist whispers that Kraft wants them to hold Drake May till the home opener?
No, I don't buy that.
So that he get well.
I don't buy that.
Not
I
one mean,
that
game.
Could be if there is always a business element.
Right.
So if there is a business element, I guess that could be it. But
what's the difference if he starts in week one? On the road, and he shows up at home, there's still going to be a great turnout.
Drake has outplayed Jacoby.
If he's not that great in week one.
Nah, but people will give him a pass if he's not great in week one. They'll still show up.
Have you ever been in your entire life, team-wise, Wiggy, where in a situation where you had a very important position, the quarterback, the mm-hmm. most important position, and the best player was sitting?
No.
Except when you were coaching Brockton.
Best player at the time was playing, but I never been in a position.
The best player was that kid that you had at wide receiver, the junior or senior.
Oh, he was the best player. But
he was,
but he wasn't a quarterback.
You blew that one.
No,
I told you.
No,
I told you.
He was our best player.
He was the athletic.
Cam Monteri's at Pitt. Good luck to share. He's at Pitt.
He's at Pitt, and you wouldn't let the kid eat.
No, we let him play quarterback.
Like six games into the season, you did.
No.
Finally.
Like, we let him play quarterback right away.
You started the freshman.
Yeah, we started the freshman.
Giant mistake on your part.
At quarterback, because the kid's a wide receiver.
It was just a bad kerfuffle.
Greg is the dad in the stands that just thinks he knows so much better than the coach. 100%. It's tremendous.
We'll
regroup. Football dad for many years, Shine.
We'll regroup this year.
Boston Herald.
Huh? Will
remind me of the Boston Herald, the top two wide receivers in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Breece Hill's senior year. Was he one of them? Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll regroup this year, though.
We? Huh?
I was down there the other day.
Oh, you were down there the other day?
Yeah, the new coach. Shout out my man, Jaelson Silver. He's the new head coach.
Oh, he's giving you some input.
Yeah, my boy Barrows. I'm down there helping out, you know.
You're like Matt Patricia.
Yes.
Where they bring you back to coach the defense.
More like Ernie Adams.
Yes.
So would you say that our save coach's job tailgate worked?
It might have.
Yeah, it did. Yes.
Wow.
I'm more like a consulting Ernie Adams.
I like
a volunteer consultant.
But here's what I've never been around, or I think this is a little weird, that the head coach, when it comes to the quarterback or the final decision, doesn't have the final say in veto power. Like, I think Alex Van Pelt should have a massive input in the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
But if he goes to Mayo and goes, listen, Brissett probably can grasp the offense a little bit better than
Drake May right now.
Yeah. But if Mayo says, I get it, but let's still start May.
Yeah.
Then I think that's the way it should be. I don't think Elliot Wolf's voice should be whether or not who starts, how the depth chart is positioning this guy over that guy.
Yeah.
I think bring the players in, evaluate them, see who they should be going at, see who they should be taught. And that's how most teams do it.
Yeah. Well, we will find out most likely today. And I'm assuming that Gerard Mayo, that press conference will be live. Here with Jones and Keefe coming. What, 1:15 you said, Chime? Is that when that happens here at WEEI?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.